Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Well, at this time every Tuesday, I learn how to live well from somebody who has maybe made a little bit of a difference to their life, or they've mastered a skill in some particular way. I've learned all about baking, beekeeping, ice baths, laughter, yoga, and today, something I've never done. I imagine most of you haven't, but I'm interested to know a little bit more about it, and that's axe throwing. And who better than the world axe throwing champion Ciola McGowan from County Sligo is with me today in studio. Ciola, good afternoon. How are you?
Great, thanks for having me on.
I have to say, of all of the props that have come into studio over the 4 years that I've been doing this show, I have never in my life seen anything like the number of axes that you've in the News Talk studio today. They're incredible. They're
Thank
a serious
you.
Weight.
yeah, they vary. So for a competition, the minimum standard is 1.134 kg. So there's no maximum weight, so you can have them as heavy as you like. But if they're any lighter than 1.134, you won't be able to throw it in a competition.
Right. So how did you get into this?
I started axe throwing back in 2018-2019. The Wicklow Axe Throwers were hosting the first ever Irish Open after having competed in the World Championships in Germany, and they were doing extra nights, and I just managed to catch wind of it while I was randomly doing a Masters.
But had you ever done like shot put or something, you know?
No, nothing
before?
No, and I'm rubbish at darts.
Right, just total novice. And you just said, saw a poster, heard about it, and I'll go along and try it out.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. I got down to the barn and the lads were there and they had all these axes, and I was just kind of like, oh my God, this is so exciting and different. And they showed me how to throw and they were like, you've got like a natural knack for this. You should like enter the competition.
Is that a compliment? Maybe it is.
I know. I was like, well,
how to throw an axe. So what skills are involved in this?
So focus, concentration, a little bit of strength, because obviously the way that you're holding the axe is you hold it towards the bottom of the hands towards the bottom of the handle.
Right.
You take your aim by looking through the axe, lining up towards the target, and then it goes straight back overhead and down the range. So not off to the side, right over the head and down the range.
Right. So is there a run involved in this as well, or is it just a throw?
Just a throw. So the distance from the throwing line to the target is 20 feet. The bullseye is 2 inches in diameter and 1.5 metres off the ground. And you're aiming to hit the bullseye as many times as possible because that's worth 5 points. Then you've got your 4-3-2-1. So, yeah.
So you just stand in position.
Stand in position. Some people take a squat stance. Some people take a lunge stance. Some people will add a step as they're throwing.
Yeah.
Or they'll lift their front leg and then kind of land on it again as they're throwing.
Yeah.
So there's no hard and fast rule on your technique, so long as you don't step over the line as you're throwing, because that's a foot foul.
And the aim is to hit the bullseye
as many times as you can.
Yeah. So obviously at the either side of the top of the axe with where you've the blade, I suppose, is it?
Yeah. So whatever edge is facing towards the target, this is your leading edge. So this edge is the edge that needs to stick in towards the target. If it over-rotates and both bits stick in, it's an over-rotation and it's a no score. If I start throwing this way and it lands this way, it's an over-rotation and it's no score. But you do have a lot of the Canadians, for example, that would have like shoulder injuries from like logging and stuff like that. So they don't have the flexibility to go up overhead. So they'll actually take the axe and they'll put the head down by their foot. And it's a back and forward swinging motion. They'll kick it up, which means the handle needs to land up as opposed to down, because the rule is it has to complete one full aerial rotation.
OK, so you did the first competition in Wicklow.
Yes.
And where did you go from there?
Then I competed in Scotland, and then that was in 2019. And then I competed in the World Championships in Sweden and I placed fourth. But like, I had been bit by the axe bug the second I touched the axe. I was like, I need, as you can see, not just one, but now I have many.
You have many of them, and I'm holding in my hand here the World Champion 2024 axe. So this is the prize, is it? You get an axe.
Yeah, that was the prize, and I got this trophy as well, and I got a second place trophy and medal because we placed second with the women's teams as well, with them. Jen Montrose and Una McMorrow. So that was pretty awesome.
It must be some crack when people come into your house for the first time. And like, have you, you know, like people might have a trophy room from achievements over the years.
I have an axe rack.
Even an axe rack, yeah. I'd say it's a great dinner party conversation starter for sure. Is this a big sport in Ireland?
It's starting to grow in more popularity. Like the double bit is a little bit slower, but as you can see here, I've got a smaller axe. This is a hatchet. And this is getting quite popular, not just in Ireland, but like in the UK. it's very popular over in America. They would be more associated with WAFL, World Axe Throwing League. You can actually try this out in Dublin, hatchet throwing with Axe Club Dub.
Safe environments, I should point out.
With trained professionals, they'll teach you how to throw the axe. But so it is starting to get a little more and more popular, which is great to see.
Is the hatchet throwing easier than the axe throwing? It only has a blade and... Is it a blade? Am I calling that the right thing?
Edge.
So the blade part at the top is only on the hatchet. It's only on one side, but on the axe, it's on both.
It's kind of like the difference between tennis and squash. The tools kind of, they're both rackets, they're both balls, they're both on courts, two different sports. So in terms of like what I find easier, I find the double bit easier, but the hatchet, the throwing distance is shorter, the type of target you're throwing on is different, and the way you're aiming for the target is slightly different as well. So like what I find easier, double bit, because that's what I prefer.
Yeah.
So.
What do you get from this now, personally, yourself?
Well, axe throwing has really given me everything. In terms of kind of like where I am right now, like the people that I've met have led to the jobs that I've had. I've traveled all over the world, something I never would have done before. I have friends all over the world. I have friends in Canada, Switzerland, Sweden. It's ridiculous. Germany. And it's just like the community is so incredible. We call ourselves Axe Fam because it's it's just such a unique, niche little sport. And everybody is so wonderful with everybody. And they're always just, encouraging you to kind of go to different competitions, try for better things. And it's just on a bad day, I've got a target out in my garden. On a bad day, I can just go out and throw a few axes and just forget about everything else.
It's a serious stress reliever, all right.
Oh, yeah.
I was actually just thinking when you were travelling here today, can you imagine if you got stopped by the guards?
Where
are you going with 10 axes?
There was a guard on a motorbike behind me and I was like, of all days, of all days.
How do you explain that one? I suppose one of them does a world champion on it, so maybe that might offer some justification. I have a tiny little one here in my hand. I suppose we should point out too that at each end of the blade or the edges, there is like a leather safety cap or something, is it, around them? Can you imagine if that flew off? But they would cause serious damage, wouldn't they?
They would, but I think it's no more scary than archery, because on archery you're compounding the force by pulling back the string, and if you accidentally let go, it could go anywhere. You're less likely to accidentally do something with an axe.
Is there an age requirement at which you can learn to compete or...
No, there's a junior division as well. So you've got men's, women and juniors. And the junior division goes up until the age of 16. So as long as you're strong enough to pick it up and throw.
And people listening, if it's something that they themselves would like to try out, are there clubs around the country? Is it something that's sort of focused in one particular area?
So at the moment, there's a few clubs kind of popping up. The main one in Ireland at the moment is the Wicklow Axe Throwers, and that's the one that I'm part of down in Newtown, Mount Kennedy. And we host guest nights the last Thursday of every month. But if you were looking to get into, if you just wanted to try it straight off the bat, Axe Club Dub are the best ones to go into, because they do it as a business. So it's instead of having to wait, you can actually just book in and go and give it
go
a try.
And
book your friends, book corporate events, book pens, whatever.
Sounds like a great team building exercise. All right, I can see them looking at me here as if to say you're mad. Where do you go from here? Like, when you're the world champion, what happens then?
So the European Championships will be up again next year. They haven't actually decided where it is. I think the word is possibly Slovenia. And then it'll be a case of the World Championships are only held every 2 years. So at least I can rest on that for another year and a bit.
Lovely. Well, look, I suppose if nothing else, as you said, from fitness to friendship, two great things to get from the sport. Ciúla McGowan, Ciúla, thanks a million for joining us here.
Thank you so much
in studio
me.
Today. Ciúla, of course, is the World Axe Throwing Champion. As she said, you can get more details too on their website if you are looking to take part.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.